Blog Talk Radio.
Take a long walk, man. The couples on court here on the This, That, and the Third radio network is what I came up with, babe. You like the sound of that? You like that at all?
This, That, and the Third. Yeah, I do like it. It has a good ring to it.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. This, That, and the Third network, baby. Couples on court back again, man, for a second installment, the second official show. We getting under the books, or under our belt, if you will, tonight, baby. How are you feeling this afternoon? It's evening time. So all our buddies out east, but it's still 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We at in sunny California. But how are you doing today, my dear?
I feel awesome, love. I got my big sister in the next room. We've been entertaining her, so everything is going well.
I must agree. And it's always great to have family that finally gets a chance to come out here and visit us, man. And, you know, we're forever grateful, man, having fun. Looking forward to getting out of here after the show and checking Sweetie Pies out in Hollywood, see what that fried chicken hitting on. I'm coming for some wings. I'm coming.
Yeah, I don't know what I want out of there, but I'm sure I can find something that will tickle my fancy for sure.
I'm sure. Well, look, babe, we're going to kind of unwind. This is Couples on Cork, and if you want to get in there with us, you can do just so. 646-668-2546. My lovely wife just completed a blog. She just put it up today. If you want to check it out on couplesuncorked.wordpress.com, definitely do so, man. It kind of talks about where to, you know, and travel. And I think we all like to travel, you know, individually, collectively. You know, we like to go in a group. We like to go in a couple. Like, I don't know. It's very interesting to read the piece and just kind of think about all the places we've been. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I look forward to going to San Francisco in a few days.
Yeah, and I actually posted two. One was about cooking, because we discussed it last week about cooking and what the expectation was. So that's a really good recap of what we talked about, plus some ideas. And then we're going to start to bring you some recipes. So stay tuned for a lot of that fun stuff that's going to be on all of our social media sites as well as in the blog.
That's it, man. Love, relationship goals, good eats, travel. That's what we're all about, man. We want to kind of dispel any speculation that Couples on Court is just for couples. No, it is not, man. Couples on Court simply is just that. Couples uncorked. You know, we kind of get into all kinds of things, man. The conversations we've gotten into on social media have been fantastic, man. The responses have been epic. We'll get into some of that tonight, actually a little bit later on in the show. But, man, it's just it's fantastic, man. I mean, we don't know where this thing is going, but we're excited about where it's headed, and we're glad that you decided to take the ride with us. Much love to the Ear Hustlers Network, man, the new voices in podcasting, broadcasting, is, you know what I'm saying? You can check them out on iTunes. You can actually check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud and the whole shebang, man. Much love to my man, the Two Dasher, getting it done, man. We are taking this thing over, man. The Couples on Court love line again is wide open, 646-668-2546. And babe, let's kind of get into, you know, we kind of want to start the show out with a little unwind, you know what I mean? Just kind of talk about what we did, and we kind of spent some time apart, you know,
we
and
did.
You know, it's always challenging, man, because you get so used to being together all the time, and then you're not together for like 4 days, and you're trying to keep it together, and it's like, wow, you know what I mean? So it's always good to receive you, my dear, and this time you brought company with you, so it was dope, man, because. Just came back this Thursday from Arizona, and you know, you brought your sister with you, and that where you kind of met
up.
Yeah, I'll let you tell that story. That was very interesting. A lot of ups and downs associated with getting Robin here and getting you back from Arizona, and us doing what we're doing now, man.
We're
just hanging out and kicking it.
Yeah, we are, you know. As we unwind last week, I was in Arizona. I travel for a living. I do some pretty fun work and get the luxury of going to some really nice places and eating some really good food. Not always with Walter, but I'll bring you some of that good stuff and whenever I am in those places. But my big sister was coming to hang out on Thursday, so we had in my mind, because I am a planner in some regard, I was going to be at LAX waiting for her to get off the plane, which I still ended up there on time waiting for her to get off the plane. But both of us were delayed with air travel, so my easy one-hour flight was still a few-minute flight, but it was just very, very delayed, you know, from 5 to 7, 7 to 10. So it was interesting, but we got my big sis in town, and you know, we've been hanging out. Yesterday she and I went to Pump, Lisa Vanderpump, if you ladies are familiar with the Beverly Hills Housewives. We went to her restaurant and had a little brunch and some drinks, and they were mighty nice. And we did a little shopping on Rodeo Drive, and today, as Walter mentioned, we're going to be going to Sweetie Pie. So we're doing a lot of fun stuff while my big sister's in town traveling from Atlanta, Georgia, which is our second, third informal home. So we feel like we're from all three of those places, Cali, Memphis, Atlanta. So very fun stuff we've been doing.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, my week wasn't nearly as adventurous. I didn't get a chance to smash on that good Papado's. The little shrimp fest you encountered at Papado's in Phoenix was wonderful.
If you guys are in Atlanta, we went in Atlanta. That was the first time we've ever been in Atlanta. Papado's Seafood Kitchen is divine. It's in, I think, one of these airports around this country that we've been in. I can't remember which one. Is
it
Chicago
Houston.
Or is it,
it was Houston?
Houston. Yeah. But it is the best seafood you could get your hands on. You know, we had some good stuff in New Orleans too, but Papado's is consistent. They're yummy. And, you know, Walter posted some pictures of me and my meals while I was working. But it was just delicious food. I was very, very full from all of the things that I indulged in.
Hey, if you want to get a peek of that, man, you can check out our Twitter and our Instagram, man. I definitely remember posting those pictures to Twitter today because those shrimp look absolutely divine. How was the bacon-wrapped shrimp with, like, the little melted butter sauce? Give us a play-by-play on that.
I can, but it was just too divine. There was some dirty rice underneath the shrimp. Very well prepared. It was, you know, anytime you put a bacon on anything, you are a winning. So I think I'm going to start slathering bacon on you, Walter, because bacon just makes everything taste better.
Yeah, bacon is pretty up there. Pretty up there.
It's not good for you. I know some of you pork eaters out there are like, no bacon. But bacon is one thing that we cannot give up. We don't eat a lot of pork around here, do we, love? But we do eat some bacon.
Hey, it's a party in your mouth, man. What can I say? Shouldn't eat it. Know why I shouldn't eat it. Still eat it. Don't eat much of it, but hey, it is what it is, man. And this is Couples Uncorked, man. We are getting it in. We are inspiring love. and embracing life. And if you want to get on there, get on the line with us, man, 646-668-2546. The love line is wide open, man. We're very interested in getting to these topics of discussion. And my dear, without further ado, if you'd like to lead us into what we're going to discuss tonight, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. So Walter, as he so eloquently does, poses so many questions. And, you know, I'm always like, oh, that's a good question. Oh, that's a good question. And, you know, and we'll get to, you know, we wanted to talk about the institution of marriage and wearing that wedding ring. And my first question was, you know, because it's how you get to that point. And for Walter and I, you know, we're 18 years in, almost 19, but we've only been married for 4 years. So my question to the world is, how long do you wait for that man, especially us being women, how long are you willing to wait for that man to pop the question? I am probably an exception to the rule. If I had to answer my own question, because, you know, if technically with the math, it would be 14 years. So, you know, in that aspect of it, I think it was definitely my decision. You know, we had some breakups in there, some short ones and some very long ones.
So
I don't know that we were consistent in being in a relationship because, you know, it was a lot going on. You know, we were young people. I know I talked about that last week when you're 21, which, you know, that's when I met Walter. I was, what, 21, 22? I was young.
I think you
and,
just like
you know, it was
21.
20. So I was really young.
20.
And to be in such a heavy relationship while it was fulfilling from a being in a relationship perspective, you know, in hindsight, 2020, or what is that, Monday morning quarterbacking, you know, it was a lot to be in a relationship a long distance because he was 30 minutes away, but it was long distance for us. But
yeah, we didn't have cars, so, you know. So
right,
long
we didn't
distance.
Have any cars in college. So
that's amazing, man. Just to think
right?
about where come from. No cars. We were 30 minutes away. Wasn't no social media. We were living
right.
off like calling cards.
We didn't have
you know
cell
I mean?
Phones, love. We didn't have
oh,
cell,
no
phones.
Cell
we
phones.
We had dorm wow. phones. Yeah. So it is interesting to think about, of course, where we come from. But if I had to, so from our age perspective, then it was like it doesn't feel like I was waiting for him to pop the question because we were in college, so it was not getting ready to happen. You know, I met him, and, you know, then I went to college, and we did some postgraduate school, and we just were working. You know, I think that I never wanted Walter to feel like he had to ask me to marry him or that I was pressuring him to do so. So I never had a problem with, you know, giving him his space and letting him go and do whatever it was that he needed to do in order to be ready for me if I was the person he was supposed to be with. I don't know. What do you think, love? Do you think I did a good job of not pressuring you into asking me to marry you?
You know what, babe? It's fantastic when I think about how you did it. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't any rhyme or reason to it. You were just like, look, man, like, I can't continue to live like this. You know, that's when I had to look at things from a totally different perspective. Like, wow, you know what I mean? And that's when I knew for no shadow of a doubt that you were spiritually based. And that was love. Like,
yep.
When you told me we couldn't shack up anymore because you felt like you were doing something immorally wrong, it was like, wow, you know what I mean? I really had to look at myself, you know? And the thing about my situation, when it came to asking you, the only thing that stopped me from asking you sooner was thinking that things you wanted me to change about myself was you wanting to change me, you know what I mean? And so looking at it as, you just want me to be a better person. You know what I mean? I
right,
I didn't
right.
look at it right way. You know what I mean? And I think that kind of cost me some years in making that decision. But
yeah.
Like I said last show, like, I thank God for every twist and every turn, because
yeah.
it leads me to where I am with you right now. And I'm so solid, and I'm so grounded with you that I'm ready. You know what I mean? It's like, if you
yeah.
stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
temptation
that's true.
Is out here. All of this stuff is out
yeah.
there, but I don't worry mm-hmm. about that, because what we have is so much stronger than any temptation out there.
Yeah, and you know, I think too, a lot of times, you know, when it was for me spiritual, it wasn't, I wasn't trying to put that on you, because, you know, ultimately we're all accountable for our own actions and sins, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. But, mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with living with someone. It was just, you know, at some point it would be like, well, I don't know when he's going to ask me to marry him. So you know what? I'm not getting ready to wait for him, because I'm not going to be able to explain that to my Heavenly Father, you know, when it comes time. So
that's true.
Because we don't, it's just different. You don't go to heaven together. So you can't, it's like, well, I was waiting on him. So I think you have to figure out what you're okay with, and you have to, you know, be able to repent and ask for your forgiveness, you know, and see where the Lord takes you. I mean, I think wholeheartedly, absolutely, that He pulled us apart so that we could get to this point, because we were apart for a really long time and we thought it was done. So I think that just from us saying, okay, nope, we're not going to do it. I'm not, you know, no. We all needed to grow in our space. We did. And I think that made us so much better on this side. So even when people talk about marriage, I'll probably skip into the next question, but when people talk about marriage, I think for us it made all the difference. Like, I trusted you more. I believed in you. It was marriage and the unity and the commitment made everything feel different. It didn't feel like you were in a relationship. It felt like you were in something that was absolute, that was permanent, that, you know, this person has your back till death do you part. And, you know, and you can't get that in a relationship, because anybody, you know, can walk away at that point. So I think for me, it made me, you know, trust you and love you that much more when we were able to get the union and to finalize this thing after all the years we were together and apart and et cetera, et cetera.
I totally get that. Wait. I totally get that.
Yeah.
And this is Couples on Court, man. Here on the This, That, and the Third Radio Network, man. It's your man, Red. That's my baby. I like to affectionately refer to her as Smooch's Face, a.k.a. Smooch, a.k.a. Christina Harmon Donald. Look, man, follow us on Couples on Court, man. That's on Twitter and Instagram. Like our Facebook page at Couples on Court. We appreciate the support, too, man. And Facebook is something else, man. Like, Facebook, mm-hmm. we'll tell it on you. And all I'll say is, as much as I've asked my people, my people that I think are my people, along with my people, you know what I mean? It's like, man, just like the page, man. We really appreciate it, man. Like, we won't even raise a finger to help people, man. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you guys raising your finger and making a difference, man. 115 likes this week. We appreciate it.
Nice.
We see that, man. You know what I mean? And,
thank you.
We just appreciate the growth that this thing is experiencing. And we're just ready to take it to the next level, man. I'm talking about events. I'm talking merchandise. Couples on Court is about to be a force to be reckoned with, man. So we just appreciate you guys jumping in on this thing with us at ground level and getting ready to take it to the top.
Thank you, thank you.
No doubt.
And I have a statistic for you, love. Now,
okay.
Listen, it says, it takes a man, on average, about 2.8. Now, what's that? Probably little over a year and a half. I would say around October.
2 years
to ask a woman to marry him.
2.8 years. That's about
yes.
three. Little under three. Okay.
About 3 years for a commit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not, you know, concrete because everyone's situation is different. And heck, ours is definitely
yeah.
different. But
yeah.
from my research, it takes for a long lasting happy marriage 2.8 years, and a man ought to know if he wants to marry your butt. He should know. If he doesn't know, then you got some decisions to make just between
oh
you
boy.
And I. You got some decisions to make.
Yeah.
But I think, too, women should know by then. So, you know, I think a lot of times that women, females, all of us, we fall victim to wanting to be married and in a relationship that we just will say yes to any joker. And
wow.
sometimes he ain't the right one. I don't know.
That's true.
Y'all, you guys
look,
can weigh in, but
let's
hey.
let's do this real quick. Let's just kind of backtrack, man. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking about what you just said about we didn't even have cell phones back then when we started talking. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
we didn't.
We really weathered some storms and we didn't even really know,
we
man.
Did.
Like, oh my
yeah.
goodness. Like, I remember, like, specifically, like, writing you letters, like. Writing letters
yeah.
was a big part of what we did. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, my
And
goodness.
Cards.
Wow.
Yeah.
No social media.
It was
no,
real
courting.
Or as the old,
wow.
old people say, coating. We were recording,
yeah.
baby.
Everything's
so interesting.
You
know, and that creativity is probably diminished with social media and Instagram and your DM and all that good stuff. But I think... It ideally is you got to bring that back. You got to bring it back. You got to do something different. You got to be able to, especially if this is the one. Like,
yeah.
I guess that's my thing, too, is that when you find the one, there ain't nothing that you won't do.
True.
Ain't that right?
That's true, baby.
There
speak,
ain't nothing
speak.
That you won't do. You got, you'll find the time, you'll find the money, and you'll find the energy to find that person that you want to be with, to get to them and to be with
it's
them.
It's funny, though. It's funny, though, babe, because I know I had to go through it, and I know a lot of others go through this, too, man. We go through this little phase of this little stint where we want to hide from our feelings. Like, we
mm-hmm.
know we feel a certain way about
it's
you.
The macho.
But we try
that
to
macho.
Act like we don't. And, you know, we
mm-hmm.
don't want to say this, and we don't want to do that. And it's weird because once I finally just gave in to who I am and what I wanted to do in, like, relationship-wise, like, it was like I was being freed. It was crazy. It's like
mm-hmm.
some big wings grew out of my back and I
no, took
flight.
No.
And
you sound like an angel.
Look,
I don't know about all that. Wait.
I don't say no angel now.
I'm
you know what I'm saying? look, hey, no, I'm just trying to give you the feeling.
I hear
you, boy. Now. I went somewhere is what I'm trying to tell you now. And that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Because that was dope, man. Just how freeing it was and not even having to worry about anything because we always fronting. You know what I mean? And when,
mm-hmm.
guys, when we stop fronting, and it's because my is this. When we broke up, like the last time we broke up before we got back together, I always told myself, look, I don't know what the hell is going to happen, but I'm putting everything on the table. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm coming out of. And, babe, I tell you, it is so funny. Whenever I told a chick about us, like when they'd be like, what happened with you and your ex? Oh, you know, we were together for 10 years. Like, wow, 10 years? Like, a chick would never connect with me, like, fully because they always thought in the back of their mind they couldn't compete with that type of tenure. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
people like, 10 years. Like, and the question would always be, well, if she wanted to get back, would you take her? And it's like I couldn't answer that correctly and expect to go on with
you
them.
You couldn't answer that correctly, or did you?
Were you thinking
yes she would, or could you just did you not want to say yes to the new lady?
No, baby, it wasn't that, because at that point I didn't know. You know what I mean? And the thing, like, when I thought I had lost you for good, that feeling that I had, it was such an emptiness. It was like, it sucked. You know, it felt like all I can envision was you marching off into the sunset with some other geek. And I'd be like, damn, that's the one that got away. You know what I mean?
He
like,
was going to be a geek.
Always,
he could have been a stud. Why was he going to be a geek?
He wasn't going to be nothing. We ain't even talking about this dude. You feel what I'm saying? But for real.
I get what you're saying. But, you know, I truly, and for those that are listening, like, I truly stepped away from him.
I'm going to get you in here in a minute, family. Hold what you got.
I stepped away.
I know who that is.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I stepped away. You know, I wasn't trying to take Walter's calls. I wasn't trying to listen to anything he had to say. I just wanted to be truly free. And if you're girls, we know we are always in a relationship with somebody at some point in our life, probably from 16 on up or 18, however old you are. So you're always focusing on somebody. So I didn't want to be with anybody else. At the time, I just wanted to focus on myself, but I didn't want to talk to you either, because I wanted you to know that you need to work for this, because
right.
I'm worth it.
I'm sure I could be such a distraction. You didn't want me being a distraction.
Yep. Now let the caller in.
All right, I'm going to let my man's in. This is my man that blessed the mic last episode. So, Spank Boogie, what's good, family?
Hello?
What's up?
This Nate, man. Turner. It's not a Spank Boogie.
Look, my man. Look, Nate, it's funny, B, because every time I see your Facebook page, see, I knew the number, though, fam. I just got my peoples
right.
mixed up, baby. I got my peoples mixed up. This is my big brother, Nate Turner, man.
Like.
Right. Former Buffalo Bill, kick returner. Nate Turner. Hey, Nate, I saw them combine numbers. Let's talk about the combine right quick, brother. Can we talk sports for a minute on Couples on Court, baby? Is it allowed? Can we talk it for
a few minutes? 60 seconds.
Okay, 60 seconds. Nate, let's talk about that combine experience, man. What did you emerge from that experience like? Did you have an idea that the Bills were going to be the team that got you? Or did you think some other team was really hot on your heels?
I thought I was going to Dallas.
Wow.
I had no idea. Actually, Dallas called me and said, we're going to take your next pick. And then Buffalo called me. You don't have no idea. You have no idea what's going on.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
No idea.
That's
hey, but
crazy.
Get back
well,
to the Couples on Court.
Get back to the stuff, man. Yes.
Thank you,
so,
Nate.
So now, all right. So now I'm coming fresh out of a divorce.
Right, and I did not know that.
And I'm gonna tell you what had happened.
Okay.
What had happened was, and this is just people being honest with each other,
right.
mm-hmm.
instead of trying
right.
to be tough. So now, you know, we had some little issues and things at the beginning, but then life gets in the way, and if you don't address those issues and you just put your head down and work, check this out. 19 years later, them issues still there.
Wow.
Those issues are still there, but now you're about to be, you know, boys in college. It's about the time for you to get back to before you had kids, you know.
Right.
And
right.
if you're not 100% honest in your relationship, that's one thing I learned coming out of this. You got to be 100% honest about every feeling, every emotion,
yep.
and be like, look, I don't like that. I like that. I agree with this. I don't agree with this. Because if you don't, it'll be 6 years later, and regular life gets in the way, going to work, taking care of stuff, taking care of responsibilities. The next thing you know, it's 2022, and you got problems that you had in 2017.
Mm.
So my whole thing is just, for everybody out there, be open and honest. Don't address all the issues, all of them. And then it'll save a lot of heartache later on down the line.
That's real talk.
Communication and honesty. I like it.
100%. Communication and honesty, 100%. And I'm a communicator. It's just, but it's just sometimes life gets in the way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, life gets in the way, and then you're so busy trying to pay the bills, trying to take care of this, taking care of that. You know, little things happen at school. Now you got to handle that. And a lot of times, those little things that are actually big things, you push to the back burner. And then next thing you know, they grow.
What?
And you don't know how they're going to grow. It might take 10 years for them to grow. But when they grow, they are so mean and nasty that you can't recover.
Damn.
Yes, that's true. Now, can I ask, how long did it take you to propose to your now or current ex-wife?
About a year.
Really?
You know what? Yeah, and you know what the thing is that if I'd have waited another year, you know, I got two beautiful boys out of the situation, so I can't say if I'd have waited another year, I wouldn't have. But it's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
It's huge, man. It's a thin line.
Right. It's a thin line and a moving target.
Hey, man. I definitely appreciate you sharing that with me, man. I think
I want to be real. If you can't be real, it don't make sense you having a show. You know what I mean? I mean, it's real, raw, lawyers involved. You know what I'm saying? It's a divorce.
Right.
So you know, that's something that I don't want anybody to have to go through. You shouldn't have to go through that.
If you're
open and honest with yourself and everybody else, you won't go through it. But it's not your fault.
That's
it's my fault too. Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that's
you got to take ownership for your part.
100%. So just like when you talk, you like the page. I was like, yo, I'm going through a divorce. And you were like, yo, man, somebody can learn something. I was like, 100%. You know what? You're right.
Real talk.
You're right. Somebody, I can save somebody's marriage in the dough.
That's real. That's real, family. Because, see, my thing is this, Nate. You can learn, I think, just as valuable a lesson from someone's mistake as you can someone's triumph, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate you got to go through that, brother. I hate your son's got to deal with that because I'm a product of divorce. And I know what that's like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your sons are a little older than I was, so it's a little different situation for them. But still, the main thing I got from it, and I think that's why I turned out okay, because some people don't turn out all right from that shit, man. They don't they don't really, you know, go the right way. I knew that both of my parents loved me.
Right. Sometimes kids are used as pawns. And you just arguing chips in the situation. I refuse to do that with my children, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not something that I even want to even, I don't even want to broach that subject because that's not even a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have custody, so it's not like, which is a rarity.
Yeah, it is true, brother.
But I have the boys. I mean, the one.
It's like you and my dad is like the last motherfuckers in Chicago to do that. Like, brothers ain't fighting for custody, man. So salute to you, brother, for doing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the thing is that she understands that the things he wants to do with his life, I have done. So therefore, I can take him through that process as I did my oldest boy. You know what I mean? Took him through his process. He's in college. He got a scholarship, you know, and teach him how to be a man and how to navigate through this whole athletic college thing, you know.
Right.
Tyler get a chance to do it a little earlier. So I think that, you know, it's just a good situation for the boys.
My man. Well, Nate, man.
And
I
boys
definitely
need their daddies.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Well, Nate, man, you are no stranger to this format, brother. We have danced this dance many a tune. So if you like to, brother, you can hang on the line. I could bring you back in. Or you can drop off, brother, whichever you prefer, man. But I definitely appreciate you sharing what you shared with us tonight, man, on Couples on Court.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to drop off, man. I got to eat dinner.
I got you, brother.
Thank
you, Nate. I got to eat, brother. Got to eat, man. Appreciate
you. No problem.
Man.
Hey, I love you.
Thank you.
I love your wife because you love her. So it's all
my
good.
Man. My man, I appreciate you, brother. That's exactly how it should be, man. That's my man, man. Hey, Turner, man. St. Felicitas, Mount Carmel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really dope, man. Let me just speak about that for a minute, babe, before I get to 813 in here. 813-629, hold what you got. I see you. I'm going to get you in here. But just about that special fraternity that is Mount Carmel and St. Felicitas went to school with, it, like, it's, oh, my God. That's special to me, man. So I appreciate Nate calling in, man.
Mm-hmm.
Especially going through divorce himself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's funny, right? You
giving
like,
us
man,
the
like
words. Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, oh man, I'm going through a divorce. I ain't trying to do nothing with no couples, but like we said, couples are corkers for everybody. Like I think everyone has something to share. You know what I mean? Like,
Spencer called last week and he said that was one of the people that he talked to were divorcees because he felt like he wanted to know what not to do. So Nate definitely has so much to share with those that are single and those that are married and divorced because sometimes we don't know what we did wrong. So anytime you feel like you got some nuggets to share, please call in because we need it. We all need it.
That's it, man, this is, man, we got about 3 minutes to share on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, man. We're broadcasting live from Woodland Hills, California, man, and looking forward to getting out of here and getting some sweetie pies in my belly. I don't know, man. I want some fried chicken wings. I want some mashed potatoes.
You can't even not place your order right now. Will somebody wait for us? Stop.
Yes, sir. But look, man, I just feel fantastic, man. This is Couples on Court, man. So, of course, the beverages are flowing. You know what I'm saying? I've been excited all day, man, to get this show going.
All week.
But look, all week, really, yes. That's putting it mildly, baby. That's putting it mildly. Let's get to 813 in here, man, and see what's on their mind tonight. 813, man, you live. Couples on.
Yes, good evening. This is Mark and Monica. Meek.
Yay!
Yes,
hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
It was kind of great with Monica and I. You know, I was divorced, you know, twice. So I
Got
was
you.
The type to say that I was never getting married again. You know, so I was totally against it. And you know, I was raising my sons, you know, trying to do the single dad thing. And we were introduced by a former military friend of mine, still a military friend of mine of almost 30 years. And, you know, we started talking, and there was something about Monica that it was just like, okay, well, she's cool. You know, she's not needy, and, you know, she's an independent woman. You know, because sometimes you do have those women that are looking for, I would hate to say a come up, but you know, I was, you know, I had a home. I lived in Florida and, you know, raising my sons. So there was something about Monica that stood out, you know. And the thing about us is that we didn't tell each other what we both liked, you know. She always said, let it happen organically. And that's what happened with us. And it was just like the more I found out, you know, who she was as a woman, what she liked, and those things were the same, and her values were similar to my own. So it was like, you know, well, we started talking more and more, and it was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, like they say never, and, you know, it just happened, as she says, organically, and, you know, we've been together for going on 6 years now. You know, we've been married for three. And, you know, it's a joy for me to wake up and to have this woman by my side every day. And, you know, she's, like I said, she's a blessing to me. And, you know, I tell her sometimes, I think my family loves you more than they love me. So, you know,
I think that's possible.
It's like she's my best friend. And that's something that, you know, being married on two other occasions, I didn't bring that old baggage with me into a new relationship. You know, so you know, we both were honest from the start. Okay, you know, we discussed, you know, things, and it was like, okay, well, Mark, you know, you got to make a move. So I told her what my plans were. I said, hey, I'll come to Chicago. You know, so I packed up everything. I got rid of the house, and you know, I had a younger son. I have three adult sons, so they were all doing their own thing, and I had a 14-year-old at the time. Jabari was 11, so it was like, you know, that was the biggest move for me to make, is, you know, with my son, is like, you know, well, dad's moving to Chicago, and you know, oh yeah, he was 9, so you know, it was a big move. So I packed everything up in a U-Haul, and she came down, and it was like, I knew that it was going to be something, because I just wasn't packing up and relocating to Chicago with no plan for us. So it didn't take me long, you know, okay, well, let's, you know, you're the one for me, and I'm the one for you, and, you know, and we clicked like that. It, she was like, I couldn't live without her.
Wow.
And, you know, I knew that I get to that point in my life, you know, it was like, well, wow, you know, I don't want to be alone, but then again, I'm not going to settle for anything. And she turned out to be everything that I ever needed and wanted in a woman.
Wow.
So I just wanted to chime in with that.
So how long did it take you to propose? From the time you guys met?
About a year and a half. But, you know, it was
when I
6 months after you moved to Chicago, you proposed.
Yeah, 6 months after I moved to Chicago, it was like, okay.
A man with a plan. We love it.
You have to have a plan, you know, because I wasn't going to mislead this woman, you know, and, you know, putting it off for like, well, we're going to get married 2 years from now. No, it was like I proposed, and 6 months later we got married. You know?
Wow, that's how we did, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, as many times we you know, sometimes we say, well, I get the milk, so why do I want the whole cow, you know? It's like that thing, you know, sometimes we want our cake and eat it too. But, you know, I was at that point in my life, well, I did all of that. I had that, and I didn't want to be unfair to this woman. You know, because there she was, you know, she opened up the heart to me, and I didn't want to say, okay, well, nah, this is not going to be for me. So I knew within 6 months that from the time I moved to Chicago, it was like, this is it. So, you know.
So now I have another question, Mark, because now you've got me going.
Okay.
Do you wear your wedding ring?
I wear my wedding ring,
Monica,
every day.
Would you have a problem if he forgot it one day?
if he forgot it, but you know what? Literally, that has never happened. So I have never had to ponder that, and I do find myself checking to see if he has it on.
Only time I take it off is when I shave, or if I'm cooking, or if I'm doing something, you know, with my hand, but it's like a part of who I am. I'm not going to leave home without it, you know, because that's who I am. You know, it would be a part of me that's special.
There was one time when I actually forgot mine when he and I were going somewhere, but that was first and last time that ever happened.
It's like, wait a minute.
I said, she better put those rings on her fingers. Right. No, but that's all I had. We want to chime in.
That's dope, man.
And,
we appreciate you doing so.
We came on kind of late.
Hey, it's all good, man.
Thank
Mark
you.
And Monica
Thank
Meeks,
you, guys.
Man, definitely representing the Couples Uncorked movement, man. And we definitely appreciate your support. And man, just follow us, brother. We don't know where we're going yet, but just follow us. We promise you, we're taking you somewhere good.
Thank you guys so much.
No problem, man. That's fantastic, man. And that's what this show is all about too, man. Like, people just calling in with absolute adoration for their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
that man sounds just like me talking about you. You know what I mean? And
Aww,
I mean,
yeah.
seriously, babe. I mean, yeah, because
yeah.
like when you reach that point in your life, man, and to not have love and you've had it, it really sucks. It really sucks. And
yeah.
it's almost like chasing a high. It's like you want that feeling again. You know what I mean? And you'll do
uh-huh.
almost anything to have it again. So, like I said, man, when I thought I lost you for good, that was like, hey, that was like the wake up. That was like, you know, like your heart like skipping a beat. Like, wait a minute now, I could have
uh-huh.
almost had a heart attack like then. I need to go on and get myself together. So, yeah, man, it was nothing, man. Like, I really appreciate Mark calling in, man, with Monica on the
yes.
line. That was
I know,
that,
we
that,
love
that,
it.
That's
awesome. Thank you, guys. That was the first couple call we've taken. How
yeah.
exciting.
No doubt, no doubt, man. But if you want to get in on the line, man, feel free to do so. The love line is wide open, 646-668-2546. Hell, you don't have to give a dissertation about your marriage if you don't want to. You can just call in and shout out your boo. You may want to say, hey, babe,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Just call
yeah.
in. And
she's in the next room.
You know? Hey,
yeah.
baby. No doubt, man.
Okay,
no doubt, man.
Well,
I mean, it's,
hey.
It's really fantastic, man. So, I mean, was there another topic that you wanted to get to, my dear?
Yes, I want to know that now first, because you asked the question about the wedding
uh-huh.
rings, and we got Mark and Monica's take on it, and they don't
right.
leave home without them, basically.
Clearly,
and I don't
clearly.
Think we leave home without them. I think, you know, but we switch up rings. You know, we have our ring. We have rings to go with our outfits. We don't have rules to the rings as long as you got one on your finger. But some
yeah.
people are like, oh, my husband has a water ring. And, you know, I read some of the comments, and they were like, oh,
yeah.
then we, you know, neither of us wear rings. My husband has a water
wow.
ring in years. And it's like, to each his own. That's first of all.
I was
I'm
amazed.
Not judging because this is a judge-free zone. But at the
yeah.
same time,
no judging.
Some of these folks out here are very thirsty. So I am going to need you to wear that ring every
yeah.
day.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy, man.
While the ring is simply a material item, you know, and I've seen people get it tattooed. You know, I think Jay-Z or some other people maybe got a tattoo on their ring finger. No, I need you to put that ring on. And I need you to put it on because even if you don't forget, we gonna remind another person. Yes, he is taken.
Wow. Yeah, and it's funny because I saw what some people were like, well, people are thirsty. They'll do what they want to do with the ring on.
They don't care. Right.
But the thing of it is, like, with me, how it works with me, if I don't have this ring on, I feel naked. Like, from the first time that ring was placed on my finger, I knew it was something different. I knew that things would never be the same. And I welcome that. I embrace that. And when
wait. You lost it the day we got married. Was the day? It was in the bottom of the pool.
Good.
I was like, really?
I was sick.
Really?
Look, this is the thing, right? The ring didn't fit that tight, and now I see why you need a ring to fit kind of tight. Cause yeah, I was in the pool, man.
Why you need a ring that fits?
Look, I was in mid stroke, and that joint came smooth off my finger, and I was like, wow, and I could see it, right? Now the pool was real deep, and I ain't had no goggles, so I was like, man, it's like I'm sitting there looking at my ring at the bottom of the pool. So a little shorty.
And looking at his wife
up.
With his side eye.
Oh, sick. I was sick. I mean, just that feeling. So you know what I mean? Like, to know that I almost lost that ring, the ring that I got married with just a few hours ago, that was rough, man. And it was kind of like a prelude of things to come because I've actually lost two rings now. And the
mm-hmm.
second ring, what you mean? Don't be saying it like that. But look,
yeah, because that was, ladies, a rule of thumb, because Walter has about five rings in this house. And I yeah. even my thumb ring fits his ring finger. So he ain't gonna ever be without a ring. That's first of all. But he's got at least 5 or 6 rings rolling around this place. So I would suggest you make an investment and get some extra rings.
Yeah, you know,
the conversation don't need to be had.
Well, look, check out what's saying on how I lost the last ring, right? The first ring it was stupid how I lost it. The second ring, it was telephone. Nothing. You don't let me tell the story or not, man.
No. Oh, y'all tell the story. Oh, y'all tell the story. Fine.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. So, the silicone ring, right? Because in my line of work, I'm handling a lot of stuff. I'm doing a lot of stuff. So, I don't want to bang up my good ring with all my diamonds and all that stuff. So, I got other rings that I could wear, but, you know, still serve purpose. So, the silicone ring, I really like. All right. My wife, she always finds these awesome just things that are dope. So she found these silicone.
They're different too, so you need some different things, baby.
Yeah, man, I know. No doubt, babe. No doubt. I agree with that 100%. And the ring is like I put these gloves on. I have to work with gloves sometimes and taking the glove on and off, the doggone ring must have slipped off, man. And I lost it. I flat out lost it. But it's all good though. Because I had another ring to smack on, and I was good. But that feeling, that nakedness, it was terrible. It was terrible. But look, it's all good,
I don't
know. Man. It's couples on court, man. And that's some information that the average bear didn't have, man. It's crazy, though, when I look at how casual most of the women were in regards to not wearing a ring. Like, you know, I saw a lot of responses that, no, you know, my husband's line of work, he's an engineer, blah, blah, blah. Metal's a health hazard. I get those guys, all right? If you can't wear the ring doing work, don't wear it doing work. But other times, it's on your hand 100%. You know what I mean? Because in my mind, I kind of feel like I'm disrespecting my union if I don't have my ring on. Like, I truly feel naked without it because it's like I'm out here like a single person when I'm really a married man and I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think it's easy to communicate, you know. Definitely it's easy to communicate, you know, I'm not interested or what have you. If people are approaching you in that regard. But I think that, you know, ultimately it is a badge of honor in some instances because you do have something that you're committed to, that you are you know, have given your 100% willingness to give your all in. So I think, you know, sometimes it's a badge of honor. Sometimes, you know, for some people, it doesn't matter if they have on 20 rings. If he's a lying cheater, then he's going to do it regardless. But I think that it's difficult for a person to see the ring on their finger and be cheated. So I heard some people say, well, the ring doesn't make the difference, et cetera, et cetera. When you look down at that ring, if you with your side chick, you know you're doing something you don't have any business doing. So I don't know that is totally true because I feel like something's going to recall you to know, well, let me put this in my pocket. Let's do something with it because you got your wife rolling around on your finger. So you can't just be flirting and carrying on and think that you're going to be able to sleep well at night because you removed it.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You know, to each his own again. But I would think that it would be very difficult for a person to wear their wedding ring and engage in some extramarital fun. I'll say fun because I ain't going to say affairs because who knows what the heck y'all doing. But either way, I don't know that it's possible to have a conscience and be like, okay, and then go home and lay next to this woman afterwards.
Rough, man. You a cold-hearted SOB, man. And that's what I could not do. Like, I just know I could never go that route, man. I could, no. You know what I mean? Like, it would just be too much, man. It was just like, no. And that's why I know it's not worth it, man. It's never worth it. Fellas, trust me. It's never worth it. If you're thinking about doing it, man, don't do it. It's never worth it.
And ladies, he ain't ever leaving. He ain't ever leaving. So don't believe that either. He ain't ever leaving, and it ain't worth it. It's maybe your biggest takeaways. But, you know, I think, you know, we had some good callers today. We're running low on time, but
We got about four minutes to go. We got about five minutes. You want to talk about some things.
But, when we talk about the ring, when we talk about the wait and how long you wait and when he finally does ask, I think that if this is the man or woman that you want to be with, if you're going to respect the union of marriage and what it represents in the Bible, in your family, in your spirit to you, I think that you owe it to yourself to do right by that person and do everything you can in order to be happy.
That's one way you're going to be blessed.
What do you think? What do you think about the institution of marriage love?
Man, I mean, it's funny because I thought about it and we were cool as boyfriend and girlfriend, but I did not want us to be one of them long couples that was just boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, no, we gotta step it up, man. We gotta take it to the next level, man, because I knew I wanted to be with you. That wasn't a question. You know what I mean? So it was just working things out within myself. And it's funny because I never really got to that point of the story I was talking about earlier. Like,
I'm sorry, love. Did we cut you off?
Wasn't you, babe. It wasn't you. I think we just got off into some other conversation. It happens. You know what I mean? Couples on court.
Mm-hmm.
But look, the point I was trying to make earlier was that I was resisting you because I thought you were trying to change me. But the things you wanted me to change were things that I should have been wanting to change myself. You know what I mean? So ultimately, when we weren't together and I started doing those things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that made me more appealing to you because I was becoming the man you wanted me to be from the get-go. So it was all one great big
and I was getting an attitude because I was like, no, this joker didn't just change it up on me, and I've been trying to get him to do this for 5 years, and it's like, really? I think that you know, if we're gonna be honest, like Nate said, you know, I think, and you and I talked about it a lot, but I think I was just like, I feel, you know, and I know you're like, well, man, it's probably gonna be like, whatever. But, you know, it's like I put in some work. I put in some time and some energy and getting you to be just what I wanted you to be. And then when we weren't together, I was like, oh, you're just going to be great for another woman. That ain't right. So I was a little pissed when we weren't together because I was like, well, I think I tried to whip him into a little bit of shape. Maybe I had a little to do with it, maybe not. You know, I'm sure your mommy and dad had a lot to do with it as well, but I think for us, because we had so many years invested, it was just kind of like you were saying, you know, if you go off and be with another woman and do everything that I needed you to do for me, for her, I was going to have a real problem with it. Because I ain't training you up for her. Damn it.
I got you, babe. I got you. You're absolutely correct. And it was like the boomerang effect. It's funny because I saw where one of my people posted something like that. Like, she said she let her soon-to-be husband go, you know, and he came back. You know what I mean? So you got to do that, man. But look, we got about 60 seconds left to go on the show, man. And we just want to thank everyone, man, that's tuning in live. If you're running us back on podcast, we definitely appreciate it. If you're checking us out on the Ear Hustlers Network, man, through iTunes, through SoundCloud, we definitely appreciate the love, man. We're going to keep this thing going, man. We don't know how long we can keep this Sunday streak going. It may be broken soon, but we'll be back soon, man. And, you know, we'll be back talking about that good old juicy stuff, man. We definitely appreciate everyone's contribution on Facebook.
Yes.
We're going to get to 500 likes, damn it. We're going to do it.
Yes, we are.
Happen.
We are. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mark and Monica and Nate, for calling in. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it, man. We appreciate it. But look, man, we're about to get out of here, man. We're about to scoot on off to Sweetie Pies and Holly, man. Holla.